The Road to Relapse from Jeff H. Lancaster, Living Sober. I came across the following recently in my files. I wrote it when I was living in Bristol, shortly after a relapse in 1979. Fortunately, one day at a time, I haven't had a drink since. I wanted to share it because it's just as relevant to me today as it was then. There I was, crying like a baby, begging my wife not to leave me and take our two little daughters with her. I felt absolutely wretched and ghastly. Dim recollections of the night before fleetingly crossed my befogged brain. I vaguely remembered being in a road accident. The rest of the night had taken place in blackout until the police arrived. I'd been drunk, very drunk, and yet I'd been in AA for some 21 months. What had happened? What had gone wrong? It is necessary to go back to a point in time, some 10 months before that fateful evening. I had taken both the fourth and fifth step. When I looked back, I realised that these were very incomplete exercises. They were incomplete because my step four was not very searching and fearless, and I withheld certain aspects of myself in step five. Typically alcoholic in my thinking, I literally jumped from step five to the middle part of step 12. I decided to be fully committed. I went on 12-step calls and participated in telephone duty. I became co-secretary of a group and went to other meetings in search of speakers. Then I became obsessive about my anonymity. To avoid being recognised on the phone, I discontinued telephone duty and ceased to be a telephone contact. Still alcoholic in my thinking, I stopped my 12-step work because my family were not seeing very much of me. Then I gave up being co-secretary of my group because I didn't want to rock the family boat, but going to other meetings to find speakers. Finally, I stopped going to meetings. I had become totally uncommitted. In 7 months, I'd gone from one extreme to the other. I mean, how insane. And then came the ultimate delusion of grandeur. I could go it alone. I felt good. I didn't need to go to meetings. Keep active. Keep moving. Buddhist reading and exercise. Feeling good. Provoking a row with my wife. Straight to the bottle. Drinking myself into a blackout. Shouting terrible oaths at my wife and children. Driving my car into another car. My God, it's happened again. Admitted we were powerless over alcohol. I gradually and totally dismantled all my defences against the subtle insanity that leads to the taking of the first drink. After my step five, I had failed to move gradually through the rest of the programme. I had overcommitted myself and then gone to the other extreme, and it cost me my sobriety. Fortunately, all was not lost. I still wanted my sobriety. I'd been taught a lesson. I started to go into my present group's meetings. I became committed again, but this time in a much more balanced way, having regard to all areas of my life. The program is to be practiced in all my affairs. Things gradually got better again, and I now have a peace of mind that never leaves me for long. I was lucky. It could have been so much worse. I also know that it could happen again if I stop working the program. End.